Right, it's the last 1-4 this morning. Bafana Bafana have been knocked out of the Africa Cup of Nations after they suffered a 2-1 defeat to five-time champions Cameroon in the round of 16 in Rabat, Morocco. Now, goals on either side of halftime by Junior Chamadeo and Christian Kofane secured Cameroon's place in the quarterfinals. Evidence Makopa scored Bafana Bafana's only goal in the match in the 87th minute. And coach Hugo Bruce says he's disappointed with that result.
In the first half, we had three open chances. But when you miss those chances in that level, you pay the bill later. My players did what they have to do. 90 minutes, they fight for it. But yeah, that can happen again. And disappointments for all of us.
What this means for Cameroon is that they will face Morocco in the quarterfinals on Friday. And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is facing a defensive injury crisis as his team struggled to reel in Premier League leaders Arsenal. A 1-1 draw with Chelsea means they're now 6 points off the pace. Guardiola says Ruben Dias and Josko Vardio are now out for some time, along with England international John Stones.
John Stones is missing for I don't know how many months, and Ruben now will be out, and Josko will be out, and Nathan, always we know is Nathan, cannot play regularly. But in the same time, what happened last season, so stay strong and we'll find the solution. The spirit will be there. The spirit is there, we'll be there.
And then finally, in some cricket, the Paarl Royals secured a comprehensive 7-wicket bonus point victory against MI Cape Town in their Betway SA 20 encounter at Newlands. Zimbabwe international Sikandar Raza took 4 wickets as the hosts were bundled out for just 88, their lowest SA20 total at Newlands. In reply, Englishman Asa Tribe scored 34 from 28 balls as the visitors reached the target with 42 balls to spare. The Royals have now leapfrogged Sunrisers Eastern Cape into second place on 13 points. Just 2 points adrift of table toppers, Joburg Super Kings. Durban Super Giants are back at home this week and will hope the weather plays its part when they face Pretoria Capitals on Wednesday at King's Mead. Right, that's it from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.